From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivory Gagne. Three environmentalist groups marched in protest of U.S. Bank's actions involving the North Dakota Access Pipeline earlier today in Columbia. KBIA's Jamie Braidwood has more.
We don't want to burn dirty oil!
A group of about 25 demonstrators met at the Speaker's Circle on the University of Missouri campus. Protester organizers say that U.S. Bank is one of a number of banks that has investments in Energy Transfer Partners, the construction company hired to build the controversial North Dakota Access Pipeline.
What do we think about Charity Bank? Oil and water! No thanks!
At noon, protesters marched down the street to the university's student center, which is home to a U.S. Bank branch. Students were then encouraged to close their accounts. Perry Lynn Big Soldier is the founder of Columbia Protectors of Water and Land. He says every penny makes a difference.
We don't want to be associated with that at all. That's like blood on your hands. Each penny taken away from that is, of course, a penny less that they'll have to use to finish the pipeline.
U.S. Bank is just one of a number of banks on the group's hit list. The Columbia branches of Bank of America and Wells Fargo may face similar protests in the coming weeks. Jamie Braidwood, KBIA News.
Passengers flying to Dallas from Columbia Regional Airport might notice more room in the plane starting this weekend. American Airlines just started flying a larger jet to Dallas-Fort Worth, which carries about 15 more people than the previous jet. Airport manager Mike Parks says he's hoping to grow airline activity as plans are developed for a larger, more airline-friendly terminal.
Well, I think if you come into the main terminal here in Columbia, you see that we definitely have a need for more room. Of course, the screening takes a large portion out of there, and then also ADA compliance is also really important to us.
Parks says he hopes to have the new terminal, which is still being designed, around 2020. Signs outside the Daniel Boone Regional Library were changed this morning after the Board of Trustees said it would amend signs that ban patrons from bringing firearms inside, according to reporting from the Columbia Missourian. An attorney representing Republican Representative Cherie Reich notified the library in a letter that she would sue if signs were not changed to acknowledge Missouri's new concealed carry laws. Reich faced backlash earlier this month when she attended a forum at the library and was overheard mentioning she was carrying a gun. Abby Ivory Gagne, KBIA News, Columbia.